Milwaukee.
Live from the Tuwaka Studios, the smooth, unique vanilla citrus liqueur that redefines good times.
We are Milwaukee's 102.9 The Hog.
713 with Bob and Brian, 102.9 The Hog. Here's your chance to win. We have a pair of tickets for you to WWE SmackDown at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. It's coming up on Tuesday. You're going if you're calling number 27 right now on the Bob and Brian lines. It's toll-free, 866-BOB-AND-BRIAN or 414-799-1029. Tickets are on sale at the box office. And all Ticketmasters, call it 27 wins. How do you say good luck in Spanish?
Buen suerte.
There you go. See? I'm not like Trump. I'm better. I got my friend to speak Spanish for us. You're a regular Jeb Bush.
That'd make you better than Trump.
I have to be better than somebody.
Trump told everyone how smart he was. That was part of his thing, too. I'm a smart guy.
Yeah. Smart I beat China all the time, he said.
What he went on about how smart he was, too.
He's trending. He's polling well.
I got some of that coming up. Yeah. Partly sunny today, 75 for high. And that's how it's going to be.
7:14 with Bob and Brian.
Time for Showbiz News. A lot of hot dog stuff. Because it's that time of year. And a Tiger Woods thing. Yeah, let's go to past page one. First, married Brantley Gilbert made an honest woman out of Amber Cochran last Sunday at his home in Georgia. They met a decade ago in church. Were on and off for 5 years. Took some time apart and are now man and wife.
He's doing well in the country music scene.
Mm-hmm. Singer gushed to E! News that she inspired the songs More Than Miles and You Don't Know Her Like I Do. And will continue to be his muse. Brantley was previously engaged to Jana Kramer, who tied the knot with Michael Costin last May.
Well, that'll put a...
Boy, there's a bunch of names. I don't know who's who there.
Jana Kramer? Yeah, she's okay. Yeah. She's all right. She's a rising country star as well. I think she played an Admirals game this year or last year. Yeah, Jana Kramer.
What position?
No, she was a musical act afterward. I saw her at the
Grand
Ole.
Goalie? Center?
She's a lovely young
defenseman.
Woman.
Defenseman?
And your jokes are making me quite... You're upsetting me.
With
your jokes.
On we go. Baby Justin Baldoni from Jane the Virgin is madly in love with a new woman. The actor's wife, Emily, posted a photo on Instagram showing off their latest production, an 8-pound, 21-inch baby girl named Maya Grace Baldoni, a new woman. Girl. U.S. and Cuba formally agreed yesterday to restore diplomatic relations in July.
Aren't there some contingencies? Like, our ambassadors have to be able to walk around and talk to people and... There's still some, there's some American property here that you just grabbed back in 1960. We'd like that back. I thought we were still trying to iron things out.
Possibly, but we're going to restore diplomatic relations on July 20th. Setting up a trip to Havana by John Kerry. He must be all aflutter over that. He'll probably get up and dance.
How's the leg?
That's what they say. It'll make him just better immediately.
You should be more sympathetic to his injury.
Hang around with all these communists.
You should be more sympathetic to him because you both had that thigh thing.
Yeah. I don't know. There's people who thought I was a douchebag my whole life, broken leg or not. He would become the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit the country in 70 years. So now we're done with that. Big poll bump for Donald Trump despite controversial comments made regarding Mexicans across the border illegally. A new Quinnipiac University poll gives Trump 10% support among likely caucus goers in Iowa. Scott Walker continues to lead the field in Hawaii while Ben Carson tied Trump for second place. Meantime, Macy's is pulling Trump-branded merchandise from its stores, so that'll be another lawsuit.